Draining his tankard, Brang slammed it down.
What's done is done, and neither you nor I can change it. We just have to accept things as they are.
The injustice of this stung Buckler.
But my brother Clarin doesn't even live at Salaman Dastron anymore. He got himself wed to Clarinna, Major Doughty's eldest daughter. They've both gone off to be farmers together. Ha, I'll wager she's wearing the coin as an ornament now. Aye, and Clarin will be using the broadsword to chop firewood and cut weeds.
Even though he did not show it, Brang felt sympathy for his young friend.
Well, every beast to what they choose, I suppose. Clarin to farming, and you here at my mountain as blade master. It's not such a bad position.
Taking the sword from Buckler, Brang made a few swift passes. He was surprisingly light on his paws for such a big beast. Twirling the sword into the air, he caught it deftly.
A fine blade. I wouldn't mind making one for myself, though I don't think I could repeat a weapon of this quality a second time.
He passed it back to Buckler, who bowed respectfully.
No beast but you could forge a sword like this, Lord.
Brang's dark eyes twinkled with pleasure.
I'm glad you respected my title, Buck. I think you'd get on much better with every beast at Salaman Dastron if you tried to conform to our ways a bit more, if you know what I mean.
The young hare whipped his sword blade through the forge flames, as if trying to cut them up. He raised his voice bitterly.
Conform? You mean strut about in uniform, saluting and what-whatting, old chap? Playing at being warriors, and for what, eh? The days of battling vermin ravagers are long gone. Now it's all parades, exercises, regimental balls and banquets. I'm a blade master. What's that supposed to be? A fool who passes his days teaching other fools how to play with swords.
He was silenced by the heavy paw of Lord Brang landing on his shoulder.
Then what do you want? Tell me, Buckler.
The young hare was suddenly stuck for an answer.
I want...
He flung the sword. It flew across the forge chamber and stood quivering in the door as he shouted.
I don't blinkin' know what I bloomin' well want.
The badger's eyes twinkled momentarily.
Let me suggest something. How about a bit of travel and adventure? Would that suit you?
The young hare's ears twitched suspiciously.
Travel? Adventure? What sort of adventure?
Brang made a sweeping gesture at the outside world.
Travel is an adventure. When you go travelling, adventures happen along the way. So where would you like to travel to, eh?
Buckler was totally unprepared for the question.
Travel? I don't know any place I could travel to.
Brang was ready with the suggestion.
It might be a nice idea to visit Clarin and Clarinna.
Buckler was uncertain.
But why?
The Badger Lord explained patiently.
Well, 'tis quite a few seasons since they went. I think they'd be pleased to see you. Who knows? They've probably got a family now. There'll be young uns wanting to meet their Uncle Buckler, the Blade Master. I wager you'll enjoy being an uncle. Has a good ring to it. Uncle Buck.
Buckler scratched between his ears in bewilderment.
Whoa! Slow down there, sir. Me? An uncle?
Brang retrieved the sword from the door, then tossed it to the young hare.
Don't stand there with your mouth open, Laddie Buck. There may be flies about.
Buckler did not know whether to smile or frown.
Forgive me. I'm just trying to get used to the idea. Do you really think I've become an uncle?
Lord Brang closed the damper on his forge fire.
I don't see why not. A farmer and a farmer's wife are bound to raise a family. They'll need help about the place as they get older. Where exactly did they go to settle down, do you know?
Buckler nodded.
A small valley southeast of Redwall. Clarin said he spotted it when he was with the Long Patrol. I think he liked it at first sight.
The big badger brightened visibly.
Southeast of the abbey, you say? Splendid! You can do an errand for me. Wait there.